We got Lisa here from the Donna Mike Show.
All right, now you're going to hear Lisa do Last Train to Clarksville.
All right, here we go.
You know what we haven't mentioned yet is the videos.
Oh, yeah. Besides the fact that on the screen you have the lyrics,
right.
You have these awfully played out videos that correspond
sort of
to the song.
You have the arrangements of the song in many cases are not really close to the song.
No,
you know.
They vary.
They're reasonable facsimiles, but the videos are these horribly done, homemade, not homemade, they're professionally done.
They look like
but bad.
They right. Look like they could be like the beginning of porno movies.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
The production element.
Yeah, right. Anyway,
yeah, here is Lisa.
Hey, Rob.
You.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
Hey, are all you guys got all your requests pushed in for the contest tonight? We're going to be starting at, real soon, 30 minutes or so,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Lisa's little bomb.
Or whenever Joe says so.
Here we go.
No, I think that was the Nazi speech.
Oh, okay. She was bomb.
Yeah, that wasn't Lisa. Right. Here's Lisa.
Where is she?
She gets better because she fixes her mic technique.
That's right. You helped her with her mic technique, right? So to get closer to it.
Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, no, no. Because I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. Just one more night together till the morning brings my train and I.
She works the mic like Larry Bud Melman does.
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, no, no, no.
And I don't.
Oh, remember the funny part when she gets to go dee-dee-dee?
Yeah, and that's when we all cracked up. And then we were singing in the background.
Take the last train to Clarksville.
You can hear it. Participation going here.
And I don't know if I'm ever coming home.
I think this is when Rob and I were screaming in the background.
There it is.
There she is.
Charlie.
Unfortunately, I do have permanent damage.
She's talking in the background, back into the microphone. You got to turn it around the
silver part.
Right. The silver part.
Right. I was leaning over and talking to it like that.
She's
like the Minnesota.
There you go.
The Minnesota fans talking.
There you go.
It was
the
bank shot.
Right. I was trying to go like, anyhow.
Corner pocket.
Viking hat.
Are you in radio?
What?
Almost.
Yeah, it doesn't
do you
count.
Need a, do you need a tissue for your brow?
No, I'm okay. I'm okay, Lisa.
Stop it, kids.
No problem at all.
Stop it, kids.
Is this the right side of the microphone?
Stop it.
It's come to this.
Yay, Laura.
Lisa drops the F bomb on Mike.
Yeah.
That's going to get dumped.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Did you think so, Rob?
No, that's right. It just slipped out.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah, I didn't plan that.
Well, you did a fine job on that.
Well, I was just saying, note at the end of the song, I couldn't, you know, hit the higher notes because I do have permanent damage to my vocal cords due to singing with laryngitis for about 20 minutes.
Oh. When you did it on the show?
Yeah.
Wow.
Right. Call a lawyer. Thanks, Lisa. Now, next.
You just got flipped off by Lisa.
I didn't
want
to get dumped again.
Oh, man. gestures abound.
Wow.
I give her the Italian. I give her the fist.
Hey, one of these.
Then the other.
Off the chin.
You know.
Ow.
Hey.
business.
Now you're going to have me, and this is awful.
No. No, this is special.
I'm the worst. Now, keep in mind.
Yeah, but you dive in. That's the thing. You dive into it.
I know I'm the worst.
But no, you. What?
But I don't even get a break that we write down the song, Can't Get Enough of Your Love,
yeah,
Babe.
And we wrote
you,
down
the
you
right
have
number.
To psych yourself into getting up there. Yeah, I know you do. And they screwed you by starting the wrong song.
They had the Bad Company song.
Right.
So anyway, yeah, I think I have a little conversation with.
You handle that with aplomb. I remember
with the,
that.
With the bitch on wheels. Here we go.
Amy. Don and Buddy from the Don and Mike Palmer.
No, it's Don Buddy.
Aww. Are you by yourself? Where's the other mic?
I'm ready.
Oh, he's solo.
Let's do it.
Oh, no.
The gong show, right?
Sound check. I'm ready.
Like the gong show? That's what we need. We need a big gong.
Hello there.
Big gong over here.
Hello there, Rob.
Hi,
Mike. I'm going to do a soul song.
Hello.
Right? You're getting ready to do Barry White. This is when this lady
what
just...
What is the song?
Cranny or cramp.
Wow.
Get enough of your love.
Oh, I'm ready. God damn, I'm sexy. I'm ready.
I'm sexy. I'm ready. I'm sexy.
Uh-huh.
Zooming along.
Sometimes it's slow, sometimes it's fast.
Fast.
Just say something.
My baloney has a first name.
It's not queuing up.
It's O-S-C-A-R. Let me just point out, I'm nervous as F.
Of course. Right.
And, of course, when it's my turn up there,
the total system breaks down.
I want it to be over as fast as possible. Right. And I've got this big ape up there, this big behemoth who's saying, it's the gong show. And she can't even get the right song loaded to the machine.
Right.
And I'm stuck.
Yeah. Is there any place you would have rather been?
Yeah, anywhere. Anywhere.
Yeah, this didn't help your nerves.
And then when she finally gets
my song,
it's the wrong song.
It's M-A-Y-E-R.
We have the backup.
See, she's got a little attitude, though.
We have the backup.
When she backs up, a beep, beep, beep.
Stand by for sex.
Now that again, lead into the Barry White. Yeah,
right, I'm trying to do.
Get enough of your love.
Not Bad Company. Negative.
What did you want?
Barry White.
Barry White?
Right. Good music, Ben.
Oh, no. This is not me.
Okay.
She wanted me just to sing this one.
Yeah. She wanted to screw you. Way to hold your ground.
You were refusing.
So now I'm just standing.
Your heels were dug in.
Yes.
You're going to hear.
Rightly so.
Can't get enough of your love.
All right, I think we got the right one now.
I think.
It's really going to be worth it when I do the other one.
Well, it's pretty bad. We're just singing the same song, right?
That's it. Can't get enough of your love.
Be specific.
Comma, babe.
All right, I'm specific. You're a fat bitch.
Oh.
Okay. I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. Spending time to do love and shared love and made love and doesn't seem to be like this enough. Just not enough, babe. Just not enough. Oh,
baby.
Now I'm doing this without the words.
Oh, baby.
My darling, can't get enough for your love, babe. And I don't know why, can't get enough for your love, babe.
I'm really trying.
Lord, some things I can't get used to. No matter how I try.
Now you had had the advantage of you weren't relying on those lyrics on the screen. You were actually working the crowd.
Yeah, I was looking at the people.
That's so loud.
Stop talking.
Yes.
And it went right into the next person.
Yeah. We're going to hear that.
Good. You got all warmed up. You were ready to go. You didn't want to get off that stage. And I think if we ever do karaoke again, we need hats.
Yes.
The hats help.
Oh, I don't know why. Can't get enough of your love, babe. Hello, baby.
Oh,
wow.
At the end of the song, the real confident you comes out.
He's selling it now.
Yeah.
Hello, dear. I want to make love to you right now, tonight. But only woman on top.
All right, listen.
We are here at John's Barn Road. We did this karaoke thing.
Thank you, baby.
For those of you who like to join us.
Strip the man off the stage.
Okay, next up, we're going to bring up John's in-half special.
Okay, now it's the girl. I have not let the microphone go.
Right. Yeah, you have the microphone.
You're
sitting down and you're hiding it. And it's great.
I'm going to ruin this next girl's song.
And she's got a very, very good voice. This is the waitress, right?
Natalie. She's very mad at me.
You still have the microphone. Meanwhile, the girl's getting up to sing. Probably my favorite part of the evening right here.
She doesn't want to do it.
Inside I'm slowly dying, but the rain will hide my crying.
You didn't trash your song too much. There it was out.
Did they steal it from you at this point?
Yeah.
But that was the funniest part.
It was.
You're sitting there and you got it like tucked under your arm and then she starts to sing. This person could sing.
Very well.
Because she was quite good. Now we're going to hear Mike 3 hours later.
Hey, look what I found.
Now, I was not here for this part. It says Mike has had much more to drink at this point.
Mm-hmm. Mike.
He sings an old favorite.
Rob, I think, was up a lazy river.
Oh, the shark bait has pretty teeth there, and he shows them pearly white. Yeah. Just a jackknife.
I'm a little wobbly.
And yeah. Oh, Mac, he's there.
So much better than me.
And it keeps it out of sight.
I lost my place.
The floor keeps moving.
You know, when that shark bites, with his teeth there, scarlet billows start to spread.
Man, the worst arrangement.
Oh, yeah. Where's old Mac? He's there. So there's never a trace of red.
This is a real bad look in a mirror for me right now.
Now on the sidewalk. Ooh, sunny morning. Lies the body. Just a ooze in life. Everybody clap. Someone's singing around the corner.
I couldn't hear the music. It's one of the few songs you couldn't hear the music.
Perhaps be Mac the knife. From a tugboat down by the river, don't you know? A cement bag just a drooping on down. And that cement is there, it's just for the weight, dear.
You got the group now. Yeah.
Bet you 5 to 10 old Mackey's back in town.
Oh, missed that one.
Oh, Louis Miller.
Oh, no.
He disappeared, babe.
Hey, Bob.
After drawing out.
I'm totally off the song now.
All he is hoarding cash.
Hoarding cash.
Now Mackey's spares.
Oh, no.
Like a zip. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Oh, Snooky Daughtry. Janet Diver. Look out for old Lala.
Totally off the beat.
Yep.
And old Lucy Brown. Oh, that line forms on the right here. Now that Mackie's back in town. Oh, Snooky Daughtry. Hey, Janet Diver. Oh, Polly Beecham and oh, Lucy Brown. Now that line forms on the right way.
Siren quality.
Now that Mackie's back in town.
I would die to sing this tune.
Well. This back, yeah.
What's that?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Bond as I've ever seen.
Thank you.
And sweaty.
Thank you, Spike. Thank you. That's for Kauai.
Get my microphone back, weirdo. Here we go.
Yeah, there she is. There. Can I have my microphone back, weirdo, bitch?
Weirdo.
Undouchable C.
Wow.
And now here is Spike. Singing Bon Jovi, Bad Medicine.
It's towards the end of the night, just me and Spike at this point.
Your love is like bad medicine. Bad medicine is what I need. Oh, shake it up just like bad medicine. There ain't no doctor that can cure my disease.
Did we skip Lazy River with Rob?
I'm saving it for last.
Ah, there you go.
No. Fever got a permanent disease, and it'll take more than a doctor to prescribe a remedy.
I got someone as bad as me, I think.
What it is and what I need.
Wow, he's doing some steps.
Oh, it be? And I got all the symptoms. Count of 1, 2, 3. First you need.
I love Spike's notes. I did no drinking, and I was really tired. There is no excuse, though. Kill me.
Wow.
Here's Rob.
Oh, man.
Up a lazy river.
Now, I was in the bathroom when he started, so I didn't hear the beginning of this.
There's an aborted beginning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, folks, I have to sit in for Mike because he's upstairs taking a...
You dick.
In the noonday sun, lingering wild in the shade of a tree. I just started over. I totally lost my place. I've been drinking. That may shock you. What? That doesn't count.
Up the lazy river by the home mill run. Lazy river in the noonday sun. Lingering wild in the shade of a tree. Throw away your troubles and dream with me. Up the lazy river where the robins song.
Funny, Rob.
Wake the morning, we roll.
With his straw hat
and cane.
Everyone's in love up the lazy river. How happy we'll be up the lazy river with me. Up the lazy river. By the whole mill run.
He is working the river.
That lazy, lazy river. In the noonday sun.
Yeah.
Hello, Lewis, Don and Mike show. Hello, Lewis. Where are you, Lewis?
Pop Satchmo Armstrong. And Mr. Mike, I'm calling you from heaven, and you done ruined my song, Mac tonight.
Thank you. Thomas. Hello, Thomas. Don and Mike show. Thomas.
Hey, Don. Thomas from MPA.
Hi.
Can somebody please replay your song at the end? It sounded like the old Elvis Drunk Rampages that you guys used to play.
Only woman on top.
And only woman on second, top. You made Ben Franklin sound like American Idol. Tulu ass.
All right, thank you.
And the reviews are beginning to come in.
Yeah,
Dave. Hello, Dave.
They're fans.
Dave. Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. I want to come down to Philly, man. You guys got to hook me up with some hot chicks down there, man.
Yeah, right. How are we supposed to do that?
Because we're surrounded by them.
We're the source.
I want some ass play. Come on, guys.
All right, get out
of
here.
Come on.
Ass play. Get out of here. Dope.
Ass play.
Don and Mike, hello.
Ass play.
Hello, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hi.
This is Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Can you please make it stop? You're making my ears bleed.
Well, we're just trying to show the talents that we have.
We're trying to show that we're rangy.
I'm drowning in my earblood.
You know, there's no need for the naked cruelty, Stephanie.
Stephanie, we know we suck.
Is it amusing you, or is it simply hurting your ears?
No, it's amusing me. You're making me miss Philadelphia, actually.
Yeah. Really? Where are you calling from, Stephanie?
Well, I called yesterday. I'm in Norristown.
Norristown. Oh, right, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, hey, Stephanie, do you ever sing karaoke in the key of C?
Rob, but
this is a question.
You didn't care for Stephanie, Rob?
Hello, Don.
Straw did not like her.
Wait to give her a little more.
Don and Mike.
Visit with Straw.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. I can make a booger talk.
Pardon me?
Garlic make my feet stink.
What does this guy say?
I can make a booger talk.
You can make a booger talk?
You can make a booger talk.
Hey, garlic make my feet stink.
Garlic makes your feet stink. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm using it right.
Wow. Hello.
Yeah, you don't walk on it, you eat it.
Hello. Well, you know, I hope that this show is not hurting the lemonade sales for Channel 3.
That's right.
I understand.
You know, right now as we're doing the show.
I wonder, has it started?
KYW-TV is having a lemonade stand.
Yes, giving away. Are they giving it away or are they selling it?
They're selling it for charity.
I think they're selling it for the Salvation Army. I see it out there.
In front of the radio station.
Sure. Lemonade, that cool, refreshing drink.
The people who have to walk by in order to help out the Salvation Army.
Right.
They think they're coming by to go to radio station, TV station, KYW Channel 3, mm-hmm. when in fact they're hearing our show mm-hmm. blasted out these incredibly loud speakers.
Lemonade. We're hurting sales.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Yeah, man, I think you guys got some prayers balls, man.
There you go.
Thank you.
That's what I want to hear.
And the reviews keep coming in.
There you go. Brass balls.
Thank you.
That's what they said about Elton John.
The brass ball band.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
The Triple B.
Bye-bye. Obviously, we are crushed by your criticism.
Yes, we are.
And we will not be able to continue with the karaoke portion of the program today.
Oh, that's a shame that we didn't get to hear you're all cried out.
We are going to revisit this another day.
That means it's going to the scrap.
That's right. Look for this on the box set.
Yeah, there was cut 10 on there that you skipped. You know that, don't you?
No, we played that.
That's
when he had the hidden microphone.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
I just didn't play all of it.
That was the title of it. I'm sorry.
I just didn't play all of it.
That was the high point of the evening for me.
When we come back, quick show of hands of those guys in this room who are still married.
That would be.
Okay, that would be three of us. Three out of four.
75%.
Legally, you're married.
Yeah. Legally, I am. Mm-hmm.
How many of you guys are currently cheating?
No hands.
Wow.
No hands.
Well, they haven't been fortunate. They wouldn't be cheating, though. So, but nonetheless, nothing's happening.
How many of you guys in this room have ever thought about cheating?
Thought about it?
Thought about
Certainly
it.
Certainly not.
Only two hands went up.
No, I saw three, I thought. One was no. only about halfway up.
No, I changed my mind.
Oh, okay. All right.
Only two went up.
Well, this is, you know, what's interesting is the room is becoming a little squirmy. What's going on? What do you have in your bag of tricks?
The reason I ask is we're going to have the guest on next. A woman who wrote the book, the, I got it right here, The 50-Mile Rule, Your Guide to Infidelity. Mm. What she's doing is she's telling guys, if you're a married guy, if you're in a relationship with a girl, and you want to bang someone else, how to do it so you don't get caught.
Really?
Yes, really.
Ooh, the radio's just turned up.
So yeah. I guess we'll have a... And it's a woman that wrote the book.
Interesting.
Well. Okay. Enough said, Mike. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Have you seen the new intern? Extraordinary. Wouldn't I like to give her the old pork sausage? Hello, Jimmy Dean.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Right. Goddamn right.
Your source for bad horse. The Don and Mike Show.
Here in Philly, WISB 215-263-ROCK. New Jersey 609-590-9494. And D.C., WJFK 202-432-1067. Okay. This is awkward.
Yeah, I mean, well, this subject is awkward in society. It's very, very nervous stuff.
It's weird that a girl has written this book.
Yeah.
A woman. A girl.
A girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Now, the book is called The 50-Mile Rule, Your Guide to Infidelity and Extramarital Etiquette. Some of the rules, Mike, rule number one, don't get caught.
Yes, right.
Rule number two, safe sex, please.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, 50-Mile Rule. Mm-hmm. Number four, choose lovers wisely. Number five, compartmentalize your relationships. Six, lay out the ground rules first thing. You know, so many things to remember.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost not worth it for anybody doing that when you look at all these, and then you get right down to 20, it says, don't feel guilty.
Here is, okay.
Here's, yeah, right.
Here's Judy Brand. Hi, Judy.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great. Now, Judy, are you married?
I am actually divorced.
Yeah, well, no wonder.
All right, now, did you cheat on him or did he cheat on you?
Actually, I never cheated on him, and I'm not sure whether he ever cheated on me. I kind of doubt it.
Well, you know, based on what you've written here, even if you did, you wouldn't admit it.
I wouldn't expect him to admit it, and personally, I wouldn't want to know.
Then how do you know so much about cheating?
Well, because I have been the other woman.
Oh.
After I got divorced, I became the other woman, and... used all of those experiences and then a lot of research and talking to a lot of people who have kind of been in this position.
Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble, Judy?
Oh, darling.
Yes, darling.
I would say, actually, it's a person from the Wayback Machine. It would be Catherine Ross. Remember how she...
Yes, Stepford Wives.
Right.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Yeah, very, very hot.
Gotcha. So you're a good-looking woman. Let me see. How do I put this to you? I've been married to the same woman for 21 years, and I don't cheat on her because I love her, and really, my wife is fantastic in the sack. We've documented this on the show. I'm the Mark McGuire in the bedroom. Every time I hit a home run. I mean, at least for me, every time I hit a home run.
And you don't need any of those supplements, right?
No, I don't. However... Let's just speculate that one day perhaps I met a regular girl who looks
a supermodel,
just like Elizabeth Hurley.
Wow. There you go.
Who is the number one hottest woman on the planet, in my opinion. How would I go about a guy like me who's been married for 21 years, and keep in mind my wife already has, I'm pretty sure, a LoJack in my penis. How would I go about banging this supermodel?
Well, dear, I hate to tell you, if she does have the low jack there, your luck is pretty much run out.
Well, she does.
She's got you on the global positioning thing.
Yes, I'm on a very, very short leash. And you know what? I'm wrong.
The GPS in the shape of a penis, you know, just floating around.
I'm wrong. Let's not call the supermodel Elizabeth Hurley. Let's give her a real name. Let's say that her name is Robbie Gomez.
All right, then.
Let's say there's a woman named Robbie Gomez who I desperately want to have an affair with. She's a co-worker.
Yes.
Oh, no. Now, you see, that would be very unwise.
You mean you should not get involved with a co-worker if you're going to have an extramarital affair?
That is what the 50-mile rule basically states, that your spouse and your lover should be at least 50 miles apart, and their paths should not cross for any reason at any time.
And now, that's difficult because, obviously, for opportunity, and I would say the bulk of people that get involved in extramarital relations, it probably happens at the office, right?
It's convenience. It's proximity. It's
sure.
People being kind of lazy and just saying, you know, I want a little of this during lunch or a little of this after work, and so I'm going to deal with somebody who is reasonably close by. But that's one of the surest ways to get yourself caught, is to, you know, go with the wife's best friend or the husband's best friend or somebody down the hall in the office. You really are setting yourself up for failure immediately if you decide to go that route.
Are you filled with questions?
Am I the only one brave enough to ask questions?
No, I'll ask a question. It would seem to me that, you know, I understand your 50-mile premise. And once you get by your 50-mile rule, you know, a lot of things make sense. But the reality, I think,
hello,
of a situation...
Philadelphia.
The reality of this 50-mile rule is a lot of people can't go along with that. A lot of people, because opportunity presents itself in the workplace, where you go out near where you live. If you can't go along the 50-mile rule, what is the other number one rule that that will, you know, keep you out of trouble?
Well, if you can't really put some geographic distance between people, then you have to kind of look at this in terms of, you simply do not get involved with people in your workplace or in your social circle.
Okay, so if you can't do the... All right, I understand what you're saying. So you're saying if you can't do the 50-mile rule, what you have to do is you have to make sure that it's somebody that, that's not in the workplace.
There go all the beautiful women I come in contact with every day, Mike.
You know, we just have to pack it in. It's ridiculous.
There are many beautiful women out there, and probably many of them lusting after, you know, these hot radio hosts. So I don't think that you're...
You've never seen our picture on the Internet. That's another good reason I've never cheated on my wife.
Yeah, it's very hard to cheat when women aren't attractive.
It's not like I got a line of women waiting, mm-hmm. you know, to service me when
right.
I get out of here
right.
every day. I am very lucky to have my wife. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure, although I mean she hasn't, but I'm sure my wife has had the opportunity to cheat on me countless of thousands of times when she's been out without me.
She hasn't often. There was that one time, you know, but I apologize to you about that. And
let me ask you something. As a matter of fact, I mentioned my marriage, and we had my wife on the show yesterday. Next Wednesday, we will have been married 21 years. Would this book make a good anniversary gift?
Actually, this book is a gift for everybody. It's got something for everybody in it. It's for the whole family.
Sure.
Now, you say in your stuff here that it's basically, it can be a good thing for a marriage to have an extramarital affair. And I know there are a lot of people that will hear that and will
scream. Why is it good?
And they will say, no, absolutely not.
Why is it good?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you have to understand that people come to this place.
Yes.
They come to this precipice. Yes, they
sorry.
Come and they go, yeah.
Yes.
But they also kind of, you know, when you're in any kind of a marriage situation, people often come to kind of a crossroads where the, you know, the great chemicals have worn off, you know, the infatuation's worn off, the attachment's worn off.
Yep.
You're at that point where you wake up in the morning and you look around and you say, what the hell am I doing here? Who's this person? You know, I'm just like so repulsed by everything I see around me. And it's really at that point that people are, you know, in real danger of kind of looking around and seeing that there are a lot of other options out there.
Yeah.
And it's busy. These are all of this is about making choices, and it's about making smart choices. Mm-hmm. If you are in a situation where divorce will, you know, deprive you of 50% of your income and access to your kids...
Mike
I can't go on with this interview, man.
Mike is going through a divorce.
I can't keep it together right now.
Mike made him cry.
I can't keep it together right now. I don't want to interview this lady anymore.
Mike is going through a divorce right now, man.
I don't want to interview this
this lady anymore.
But anyway, if you're in that position where
hey, thanks for your sensitivity.
Hey!
He really
a fair instructor.
He really is going through
it. Yeah. Well, look, and you're sitting here and you're saying, God almighty, I mean, I'm going to be living in a one-room shack, you know, in the middle of, you know, wherever.
I'm doing okay, baby.
But that's okay, darling. But anyway, the point is that, you know, there are reasons why people don't want to get divorced.
Oh, here's, okay, cheater teacher.
Here's a rule that surprises me, a rule about having an affair. Be honest, but not open. Well, what the hell does that mean?
What that really means is that you want to be honest about your goals in this relationship and the things that you want to get out of it, but you don't want to be open about your personal life, and you don't want to be open about your long-term plans, because what often happens in these kind of things is that there is, obviously, an emotional component to it, and particularly if you meet somebody that you really are into and end up with an affair that's longer than kind of a one-night stand, you know, where you see this person on a fairly regular basis or, you know, see them over a long period of time. What then happens is that you begin to be far too trusting of this person, and you begin to give them personal details of your life and perhaps talk about, you know, the sailboat that you want to sail around the world, you know, all that kind of thing. And all of a sudden, this other person sees
beyond the sea.
Yeah, sees themselves in that sailboat, you know, bringing you the cup of coffee. And all of a sudden, you are projecting something, and they begin to project themselves into your fantasy. And then all of a sudden, you are going to have a lot of trouble when you are...
And then at a certain point, all you require is a nice, cool gun.
Yeah. What about this one? If discovered, deny.
Oh, absolutely. And if proof is offered, deny that, too. That is absolutely...
Well, now, honey, how the hell do you deny proof? Let's say that they have a photograph of you having sex with someone else. How do you deny that?
Are you good at Photoshop? I am.
Yeah. You can doctor photos. That's what I would say to them.
You can basically doctor just about anything these days.
You can doctor photos.
Yes, you can do just about anything. But here's the point about denial, God. There's two ways of looking at this. From the standpoint of the cheater, do you really want to be in a position where this person is, you know, this other person who you cheated on is watching you like a hawk, is putting that, you know, global positioning system, you know, in the head of your dick or whatever. Well, anyway, when you have swallowed the grain of rice and all of a sudden you're on the tracking system, whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, do you really want to be in a position where somebody is watching you like a hawk and...
I don't mind it.
You come home. You don't mind? Well, there are a lot of people who actually are not really into that.
You know what? I don't mind it, and as a matter of fact, truly, I go out of my way to let my wife know where I am. And it's not that I've been browbeaten and doing it, it's that...
You do it.
Easier
it makes you feel good.
Yeah, I mean...
It's a function. In your particular case, it is a function of mutual respect.
That I call her up and I say, hey, I'm here, I'm going to be here later tonight, I'm going to be here.
And I got to tell you, I think I'd be remiss in my duty if I didn't tell this to you, because you say here affairs can be the saving grace of a marriage, and I, you know, can is the operative word, that maybe they can be, but I would say in the vast majority of circumstances, I mean, I think the most important thing in a marriage, and maybe I'm not an expert because I've been married twice and they've both gone bad, but I will tell you that I think that trust and trusting somebody, if that leaves a marriage, or if it never existed in a marriage, right, then I think you got trouble. And I, you know, no matter, it says you can, it can loosen you up and open you up to things you used to do, but it doesn't change the fact that you have not been honest with the person. And I think I'm not trying to moralize, I'm just stating a fact. I think it's probably the most damaging thing that can happen in a marriage. Don't you? Wouldn't that be responsible?
And you know what? I mean, I don't think that there's any way of really disagreeing with you, but I do want to make an observation here. I am not of the belief that truth is the first obligation that we have to another person. To tell the truth is the first obligation. I am of the belief that the first obligation we have in these relationships is a desire not to harm. And if you have a desire not to harm, that also includes not going up to this person at some point and saying, you know what, we've been married for 10 years, you put on 50 pounds, you got the mommy cut, you're not paying any attention to my needs. All you're doing is dealing with the kids. We haven't had sex in 6 months. You look at me like a human ATM. I am going to be, walking out of here and trying something else. Sometimes those truths are the harshest of all, and you
really
are.
I suppose if you feel that way, it doesn't help to be honest in that circumstance.
Wow, someone must have really burned you bad, honey.
It doesn't help. Sometimes it does not help to be honest,
honey.
I agree with that too. That's a good point.
What about the last point here? Don't feel guilty.
Oh, you know, there's no particular reason to, because what you find in a lot of these things, and a lot of people I've talked to, is that some affair they had that was like some big emotional thing, you know, at the time, 5 years down the road, it's sort of a blip on your radar screen, you know, it's a little detour on the matrimonial highway. What is the point of creating some sort of big production where you are the star and, you know, starring in your big dramatic thing here, when you can basically just let the thing go and just have something that you're looking at 5 years down the road and say, hey, that's something that I did and I enjoyed it. And
I bet if my wife had a gun, she would shoot me. I really do.
Judith,
I often feel there's a target. You know, sometimes I do feel there's a target.
Judith, I would imagine, I was going to ask you about that. I would imagine you are catching a lot of flack about this book.
Yeah, I am. But, you know, the reality is that if people take some of this emotional charge off this topic and really sit down and begin to understand sort of how you pick your partners, you know, why you married the person you married, what that choice process is, why monogamy is really the law in most Western countries, you know, kind of what the marriage life cycle is, and kind of how we get to this place in these relationships where all of a sudden these other choices may look more desirable.
Well,
people understood it. I think that they would be able to make smarter choices and be a little less emotional.
And the fact is, when the whole Clinton crap was going down, a lot of the comments you would hear is that over in Europe, you know, in foreign countries, they're laughing at us over here because it is so much more a part of the culture, and some would make a very good case for the fact that it's the nature of the beast that we are, you know, we are not necessarily pre-wired to stay with one person all the time. And you know, people can make a case for that too, but it's
but again, we have free choice, and we have free will. And we have, you know, whatever our predispositions are. And I actually do believe that there's kind of a lot of genetic hardwiring going on that kind of leads us in one way or another.
However, not anybody on this show. Nobody on this show looks at other women.
We have choice. We have the ability to have, you know, to make a choice, and we do not need to choose to go in this direction if it goes against everything that we believe. There's no reason to do it.
God damn! You're such a bad girl.
I am such a
bad girl. I mean, I'm reading the stuff that you've got here. I mean, if I continue to read it, these lists you've got. Oh, my God. How are you going to find... let's say that you want to bang some girl. How are you going to find a girl so stupid that she will bang you just for added enjoyment? She will keep it distant. She won't expect it to last. She will be honest about the future. Meaning, and again, you write now that the guy says to the woman, there's a no divorce rule, that she'll be careful about gifts, meaning she doesn't want any gifts, that she'll rely on the code of silence, and that when you're ready to call it quits, that if you just go to her and say, that's it, it's over, she's going to go, okay. I mean, my biggest fear is that Michael Douglas movie,
mm-hmm.
where the girl,
oh yeah,
where the girl cooked the little girl's rabbit.
And it's by degree, but I'm sure that that type of thing happens every day.
Oh, it does happen every day, and I think that, you know, one of the worst elements of that Michael Douglas movie was, you know, Glenn Close's hair. I think is probably the most frightening thing when you kind of re-examine that movie in this day and age. But there is that element.
Wait, hold on, what does Glenn Close's hair have to do with anything?
She had that big 80s hair.
Yeah, oh, you mean the wild hair that she had,
like,
especially
really
when she was sitting down.
It's just become really scary to look at.
I get it. I get jokes.
That was terrific.
All right.
Anyway, sorry, guys. You know, I was just like...
That's all right.
I mean, there is an element to it, you know, where every time you step out into this kind of a relationship, you are really, you know, going in partnership.
Hey, Judith, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
I am in my 40s.
You're in your 40s. Okay.
Are you worried now?
Relatively young woman.
Are you worried that since you've written this book that maybe some guy will meet you and will try to sweep you off your feet and then we'll just bang you just to try to hurt you?
I have gotten more marriage proposals from this book than you could possibly imagine.
Do you believe in true love?
I absolutely do.
Do you believe in monogamy?
I believe it can exist.
There you go.
Okay. All right. Well, any other questions from the group?
Yeah, I would say, you know, the one thing that I would just say to you is I can understand all these little guidelines and all these rules, but whenever I think people get involved in an extramarital affair of any kind, I think you're going to get into a situation where there are so many variables per situation. 50-mile rule, whatever, any of the other rules, you got to be prepared for anything, I would imagine.
And you know what? And this is really what this book is all about. It is helping people understand how they got to this place, and then if they decide to choose that direction, to know what it is they're getting themselves into so that they can make a smarter choice. You know, people sometimes tell me that, you know, I read this book and then all of a sudden I realized this is way too much work and I'm not going to go this route.
I'm writing a similar book, but it's only going to be one page. Big letters say, don't cheat!
Is that what I know about marriage?
Yeah. That was nasty, Judith.
Our guest has been home wrecker Judy Brandt,
cheater teacher,
who has written the book called The 50-Mile Rule.
Cheater, pumpkin eater.
That's right.
Darling, it's a label I wear proudly.
There you all right, go.
Darling.
I have one question before you go.
Yeah.
Do you live at least 50 miles away from Washington, D.C.?
Actually, the guy that I see lives on the East Coast.
Really?
I live in Los Angeles. And the guy
so it's coast to coast.
Let me ask you something. Do you cheat on him?
If the occasion presents itself. Relationship.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
His theoretically exclusive relationship is with his wife, guys.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you're seeing a married guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Laura. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, she took that well.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That was nice. I enjoyed talking to the bitch. Sorry, you know, the way I feel.
That's not the only job she has. She also runs a karaoke business.
Now I guess you got, different strokes for different folks.
You know, here's my question as I look through this list. Let's say you're going to bang somebody else. Where do you find a woman stupid enough to follow all of these rules?
Well, you don't.
Let's go to
first
the phones.
Of all, let's go. First of all, you probably don't. But you know, you got to take out of something like this what you can take out of it. But it seems to me that you know she's justifying her little book here by saying affairs are good for a marriage. Let's be honest, they're not. And it's the way we're. You know, we are in our society, and here in the United States, just that's just the way it is.
They might not be good for marriages, but they sure are good for book sales.
And I, you know what, I'm torn both ways because I agree that men in particular are really. We are wired to basically, what's that old cow joke? The bulls are sitting up there, and let's go down and do that one. Well, no, let's go slow. Let's walk down and do all of them. The guys are kind of like that, yeah. But. You know, the way society is, it's you gotta be aware of the other person.
I don't know.
It's weird. It's you know, I mean, nobody, I don't think anybody can really judge other people because circumstances are always different.
You gotta marry a woman who scares the S out of you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's worked for me.
And I'm the last guy, you know, as she said, I mean, she was busting my balls there. I'm the last person to dole out advice on marriage, but it would seem to me that if you buy into this type of thing, I still, even though I have had failed relationships, I still believe in the concept of true love, of your one true love, your absolute soulmate.
Absolutely.
Worked for many years for our grandparents.
Yeah.
And in many cases, yeah. Our parents.
And, you know, I'm inclined to agree with her also. If you're in a 50-year marriage and you had that one little fling back in 1958... You probably don't share it because it would hurt. It would hurt your partner more than it would, you know.
When you met Jane,
make you feel better.
When you met Jane Mansfield,
absolutely.
Hello, Jane. I'm Mike O'Mara.
But it is, you know, it's hard not to get pissed off at her. Did you find that?
Yeah.
It's hard not to get a little angry at her.
And I only got pissed off at her because I'm a married guy.
Yeah.
And I'm a married guy for 21 years.
And I'm a separated guy, and I still got a little mad at her too.
I mean, mad at her, but I hate everybody.
You hate everybody.
Okay, is that the girl who wants to meet us? Bring her in here. Girl in red hair? Let's see.
Here she comes. We'll find out. Well, she lives 15 miles away. She called earlier.
She's the one that's coming for her lunch break.
Right. Oh, you're coming. Right. Hi there.
Hi, come on.
How are you? Nice to meet you.
Wow.
How are you? A nice little kiss there.
Hi there. I'm Don.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. And that's Rob.
Nice to meet you.
What's your name?
Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
And you're a big fan of the show?
Very big fan of the show.
And felt you had to come over here and meet everybody?
Well, yeah.
Is it a crushing disappointment to see what we look like in person?
No, not at all.
Let me see. Liz?
Elizabeth, yes.
Liz. Okay, here's what I want out of the affair. I just want you to service me. Choose your partners wisely. I think I have.
Yeah.
Get involved slowly. I think I have.
Sure.
Never play in your own backyard.
Well, you've been talking to me for 3 months, so does that count?
Oh, on the telephone, yeah.
Liz, in managing the affair world, should I mention just number 6 to you, which is really simple. Silence is golden, okay? Don't tell anyone.
Tell anyone what?
There you go.
That's the right attitude.
Yeah.
She's a quick study, isn't she? Okay, now lay out the ground rules, first thing.
Okay. Okay.
Here's the deal. You just service me. Okay?
In what way might that be?
Maybe I found myself one here.
There you go. 50-mile rule.
Lay out the ground rules.
We're going to have to move to Norristown now.
Norristown, Pennsylvania.
Make no problems.
Where is it, Jersey?
Secret.
PA.
50 miles away.
PA, yeah. I thought it was PA. All right.
Oh,
yeah.
And don't feel guilty.
That's about what?
There you go. Hey. And when it's time to end it, Don will be as gracious as he can be.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I am afraid it's over already. It's over already. But it's the best affair I've had.
It was better than I had ever thought.
Best one I ever had.
Don, don't get greedy. Take your time before you get too heavily involved. Man, there are women out there and men out there, I would imagine, that would like to strangle this lady.
But there are an equal
mad.
But there are an equal amount of people
in marriages right now that are probably going, hey, all right.
And there are an equal amount.
Can you deter somebody by leaving that as like a coffee table book?
Yeah, that would be probably a little hinky. You bring that home, you put that down on the coffee table. Hey, look what I bought today.
Well, Elizabeth, it was very nice meeting you.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you for coming
by. Thank you, Elizabeth. You're very sweet.
Thank you.
Even you,
Robin.
Hey,
look at Robin with the hat, though. Doesn't he look good?
Put the hat on. Put the hat and the cane.
Strong.
There it is. Now, isn't that a good look?
Rob, how do you feel about him now?
Entertaining the Jews during the Holocaust.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Jeez.
Good night, everybody.
My God. Wow. A heavier statement could never have been made. Oh,
wow.
My God.
How do you go from cheating on marriage and make it a little darker?
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
All right, Liz,
God.
Get out of here.
Get out of here, Elizabeth.
Can I come around there and give you a kiss?
Oh, come on.
Yes, go ahead, baby.
Yeah,
she's got big, beautiful breasts.
We have to break in the next 2 minutes, so nothing too lingering.
Right. Here we go. Come on now.
All right, here she comes. Right, lovely redhead. Well, that's right. If I remember correctly, Elizabeth said she wanted you.
That's right.
That's
right.
It. Absolutely.
She did.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Hey, Rob.
She's here.
No.
No, I'm kidding.
No.
Thank you, Liz.
What's that? What did you say? What?
Being funny is very sexy.
Oh, being funny is very sexy.
Funny is sexy. A lot of women.
There you go.
That's why Carrot Top gets laid.
She said that whilst touching me.
I knew Carrot Top was going to come up. Oh, I didn't mean that.
Yeah, that's right. She's a flaming redhead.
She has red hair.
Yeah, well.
All right, thank you, Liz.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Get out of here.
You're very nice to come by.
Why don't you go lay one on Buzz?
Yeah.
Go give Buzz a hug in the next
one. Go give Buzz some love.
Here we go. That's why Gallagher gets laid.
Open the door here.
Here we go.
See, and you know, when you're talking about that author and everything, the male condition. Aren't we all, no matter what our status is, needy?
Yes.
We're needy.
We're very needy.
We're needy guys.
Absolutely.
What are you going to do?
Don't let her leave the building. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is a perfect chance to get you kids some nice church shoes.
What do we need church shoes for? Jesus wore sandals.
Well, maybe if he had better arch support, they wouldn't have caught him.
The Don and Mike Show.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
It's hard to tell if these lines are operating or not because they flash all the time.
And then you get that kind of big click there.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
I'd like to talk to that prostitute.
The woman who just was on the air, she's gone.
Oh, but can I say something? You guys should treat Joe Ardinger better.
Yeah, no, we shouldn't.
No, he doesn't. Well,
but Don, you treat him good, but Mike, you treat him very bad.
But by and large, I don't treat a lot of people badly, so I got to have a few.
Joe Ardinger is a very good man. He's very nice to me. I told him I spent all my welfare money on candy, and he told me, he said, don't stare at it, eat it.
Okay.
There you go. Whatever. Isn't it nice when Joe gets some of the support call, but it's really just a bust his balls call?
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Speak to us.
Strange.
Yeah, now the line is lit up.
They sound funky even when we put them on the air.
And there's somebody there, but I'm not sure what's happening.
What's up with that?
I don't know.
Come on now. Come on.
Come on now.
What are you
going to
do? This will be fun.
Let me call the woman I don't cheat on.
Oh, boy. Ah. Did you hear the last segment?